ABC Listen.
And the third bowl of porridge, Matt, it was just right.
Right. Okay.
So the temperature... So
it wasn't too hot. It wasn't too cold.
So you have to assume that the bowl that was too hot, there was a lot of porridge, the big bowl.
Mm.
And the porridge that was too cold was too small. Mm. But then the little porridge must have been somewhere in the middle so that the temperature was between those
two things. Okay. And Goldilocks would have been happy with that.
Yeah, but I mean, it is like the whole story is a bit strange because she just goes into someone else's house and eats their breakfast.
Yeah, it's breaking and entering.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Oh, they're here.
Oh, pardon me.
Hi.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Carlo.
And we're not here picking apart classic
fairy tales.
Fairy tales, not at all. We're here to do
Story Salad Quest Mode.
Look, if we can be honest, we've been doing story salads for quite a while now.
And
we think our stories are fresh, they're innovative, they're crazy, they're unpredictable. Sometimes they've got a moral, and sometimes they don't, you know? And that's our way of telling stories. We might have just been picking apart.
Oh, like we're like just changing the story paradigm. We're breaking it down, taking it out of the dusty old libraries and bringing it into a dazzling new future.
Exactly. So we were just going through like, you know, nursery rhymes and fairy tales going like, what could we do to shake that up? Like a story about three bears and some girl breaking in to sit on their chairs and break them and eat their porridge. Okay, but if that was in a story salad quest mode, like...
I think the bears would have a little bit of something to say.
I think chaos would have ensued. And that's what we do here, you know? It's about picking things apart, putting them back together and seeing how crazy we can get. And that's because story salad quest mode, you know why? It's because we're making up the stories on the spot.
That's right. We get a very special, what we call a story salad starter from you, our lovely quest heads, which is the beginning of a story. And then Matt and I have to finish that story in just 4 minutes.
Yeah. So you could be like, once upon a time, there was a girl called Goldilocks who broke into these three bears' house, sat on their chairs, broke them, and then ate their porridge.
And slept in their bed.
And then we would have to go,
right.
We're going to finish that, but throw it in a big story salad quest mode blender.
But we only have 4 minutes to do it. So when we hear this sound, that means we've got 1 minute left. We have to wrap that story up.
So let's not delay. Let's get the new, fresh take on storytelling from today's quest head with their story salad
starter for today's story salad quest mode.
My name is Charlie and I'm 7 years old. Once upon a time, there was a chicken who lived on the moon, and one day a volcano erupted.
and Chili the chicken got a terrible fright.
Because this huge volcano had just suddenly erupted on the moon.
Yeah, and the whole population of moon chickens, which I don't know if you know this, but there are chickens on the moon.
Yeah, and they're incredible.
In story salad land.
They're shimmery and silver.
Yep.
And they sort of glow in the moonlight. And when you look at the moon, you know, that beautiful moonlight.
That's their
the glow shimmer. Of the chicken's shimmer.
Yeah, they're called moon chickens.
Moon chickens.
And so when they pop out an egg, it kind of floats for a bit and they have to be like their wings to like pull it back down. Otherwise, it just float off.
And their eggs are actually golden, and that's where the origins of the golden egg come from.
Anyway, there's
we digress.
In Story Salad Land, there's also volcanoes on the moon. And this one exploded.
And Chili was, let's just say, a little bit flustered. There hadn't been a volcanic eruption on the moon ever. And so Chili was understandably pretty scared for her eggs.
Now, Chili was an adventurer.
Loved adventures.
And Chili had gone on an adventure to the dark side of the moon because Chili was different. Chili liked to live outside the normal way of doing things. And most moon chickens know you never go to the dark side
never
of the moon.
Never go to the dark side of the moon.
And Chili was like, Mucker, why not? So Chili had gone for a little adventure to the dark side of the moon.
She'd met some of the dark side ducks, had a great time.
Yeah, because there's dark side ducks over there.
Yeah, that's where the ducks live.
And she'd become friends with them.
Yeah, they loved it.
But the moon chickens didn't know there was a volcano on the dark side of the moon. The dark side ducks, they're used to it.
Yeah,
they're like,
par for the course.
No, that's a chicken. That's them going, oh, yeah, the volcano and the
that's
ducks.
That's duck fear. Yeah, that's yeah. Turkey, yeah.
And the ducks were like, wah, wah, you're going to have to run back and tell the moon chickens that the volcano was erupted.
So Chili just flat out ran back to the light side of the moon. And when the chickens heard that, they were like, and it was getting pretty heated, the conversation.
Yeah, and that's like, slow down, Chili, slow down. And so Chili was like, which was like, moon chicken for like,
there's a volcano erupting, we got to get out of here, all our eggs are in trouble, we're going to all be melted by the giant volcano. And that's when some sort of elder chicken's like, calm it down, Chili, calm it down. We've heard the stories about there being volcanoes on the moon. It's going to be okay. Panicking isn't going to sort anything yes. out, okay?
Chili felt calm.
She felt really calm.
But she's did like, they believe her that there was a volcano that had exploded?
Totally believe you, Chili. Great. Yeah, yes, totally. Yeah.
1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute to get to safety.
Yeah. So the chickens all went to the chicken volcano shelter.
Because Chili was a little bit different. She'd sort of forgotten that there was a whole volcano shelter.
And so had most of the chooks because they hadn't used it
in a long, long time.
Years.
And then Chili went...
They said, don't worry, Chili, there's plenty of corn in there.
But... Which meant... Is there enough room for the dark side ducks?
And all the chickens were like, oh, we've never even thought about it, of course.
So Chili
ran back to the dark side ducks, and they're like,
and the ducks are like, and they were like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really great. Love that idea.
We actually forgot to dig a shelter.
Yeah, we were just going to sit here and let the volcanic end.
So all the ducks went,
they ran back. They all got into it with the lights, so with the moon chickens.
And it turns out the volcano hadn't actually erupted, it had just burped. It wasn't as bad as they thought.
A volcano burp.
Yeah.
But while they were in the chickens' volcano shelter, they all became best friends and they realized that they lived probably on the best satellite
in the whole wide world. Universe? Ah, look at that. We discovered new species on the moon, two different species who were helping each other out. Saving each other from a volcano burp.
And they kind of came up with all kinds of great games, you've got to imagine, in the shelter.
Oh,
and
yeah,
all
they
kinds
would have had a great time.
Fun stories.
I am questioning, though.
Hmm.
We said the moon chickens had beautiful, sparkly feathers.
Yeah, yeah.
Did the dark side ducks, what do they look like?
Oh, yeah.
Were they sparkly,
they
but like black glitter?
Yeah, really like obsidian, you know? That.
Oh. And were they all like black ducks?
Yeah, beautiful.
Wow, like the black swans.
That's right, yeah.
Wow. Oh, they would have looked so pretty in there. Imagine if someone turned on a disco ball.
Can you imagine?
They had one in there.
They definitely did.
That's another story, so I'll request one.
Yeah.
A bunch of dark side ducks and moon chickens.
Moon chickens having a disco ball.
See,
writes itself.
You're going to have to come back next time for a story salad quest mode. But Charlie, what did you think of that one?
I loved it because the volcano burped.
Good.
Yeah, that's what
nice.
We love to hear.
Well, there's more story salad quest modes coming, but we need your help though.
That's right.
So you can send in your story salad starters to us at ABC Kids Listen website, or you can make up your own story salad quest mode wherever you are now. You might be with a grown-up or a friend or a grandparent. Get them to start a story.
And you finish
it. And you have to finish it. Stories are good.
They are good. Actually, let me tell you some of my thoughts about beanstalks.
Jack.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Hit me. Go. Because I have some questions.
Well, like, we can do that.
What beans were they? What type of beans? Kidney beans.
Let me tell you, like, I've got some thoughts on this, but let's do it in the library. Come on, we'll get out of here.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, everyone else go. We're gonna go pick apart Jack and the Beanstalk.
Thanks so much for joining us for Story Salad Quest Mode.
And like, is a cow really worth
three
beans?
Yeah, well see,
beans?
This is the thing. You've got to kind of work out what is the economy of this world. Well, this is the thing, maybe if they're magic beans.